Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you the Alana Willow Show with Alana Willow McGrath.
It's me, Alana Willow McGrath. Welcome to VOP Freedom Radio's Alana Willow Show. I'm your host, Alana Willow McGrath, and my dad, Hank McGrath, is my producer. Today, I have some announcements, and we'll also talk about why I think kids need both parents. So, especially when kids miss and love their parents, like I do. My dad, who is always very good to me, but the kids are stuck with a parent and grandparent. That is very mean. It's my grandmother and mother hits me all the time. They scream at me, I should not be born. My mother and my grandmother beat me, and they threaten me that if I do not do what they want, I will never see my dad again. That makes kids scared, sad. It's not good for kids to be scared and sad. We will be right back to commercial.
Sales and voted top producer and realtor of the year, Mary Ellen Charles of ADK Realty offers experience, energy, and results through her unique matchmaking approach, finding you the Adirondack property you desire and deserve. Her extensive experience and knowledge of the Southern Adirondacks is exactly what buyers need to find their perfect home or vacation retreat. Properties in Fulton, Northern Herkimer, Warren, and Saratoga counties, the city of Gloversville, Johnstown, and surrounding areas in the Southern Adirondacks is her specialty. Whether you're a seller or a buyer or even a newcomer seeking land, a summer retreat, home or business, contact Mel Charles today. ADK Realty, 2144 State Highway 10, Caroga Lake, New York. Return calls in 24 hours at 518-725-2357 or at 518-705-5616. Or email mel@adksrealty.com. ADK Realty, your guide to the Southern Adirondacks. www.adksrealty.com.
Welcome back to the Alana Willow Show. I'm sorry for all the mistakes. It's just, I wrote a lot of this stuff down, so yeah. And I told my dad that I wanted to be alone so I could talk to you guys alone about some stuff. So the first thing I want to talk about with you guys is how, you know, I think, well, I'm just going to talk mostly about how I think that, you know, kids should need both parents and about stuff like that. So the first thing that I want to say, kids, if you're watching this, just, you can listen to this. It's just, listen to this very carefully. Parents, if you are watching this, listen to me. All the parents out there, if they have two kids or any more than that, you know, if you have more than one child, mothers and fathers, I was treated like a stepdaughter. My mom always pays attention to my stepbrother. His name is Clay, and he's 3 years old. I mean, I know everybody always pays attention to babies, but it's just, parents, if you do not want to be like my mother, you should be like my father. My father is the best dad I've ever heard of. And I just love my dad a lot. So, and the second thing I want to say is, parents, if you're watching this again, please be good to your kids and treat them the same way. Don't just treat the youngest kid the most. Don't give the youngest kid everything they want and not your other older kids. Pay attention to both of them the same way. So, and don't say to your children, I wish you were never born, like that. Because my mom and my grandmother have said that before. But yeah, parents and don't beat your kids. Like, so don't beat your kids. And here's another reason about not beating your kids. My dad's mom used to be very mean to him. So, and yeah, so please don't beat your kids. And kids, when you get older and you have babies, don't beat your children. So, my dad doesn't. He's the best dad I've ever heard about. And he's funny. And, yeah. But it's just, I never get to visit my family. So, you know, parents, if you're going through this trouble, if you want to know what it's like going through when your parents are in court, it's very frustrating for the kid. Like, I have a problem where my stomach can't stop hurting, and it's because of too much stress, because of my mom and my dad are going through court, and it's just stressing me out a lot, so. And my dad doesn't. So please, if parents are going through court, moms and dads, try to get back together again. Please. My dad's trying, but my mom just doesn't want to understand him. He just, whenever he tries talking to her, she just ignores him. So please, mothers that are out there, don't be mean to your children. And try to get back together with your husbands. Like, if you ever were mean to them and they broke up with you or something, communicate. All you have to do is communicate. Talk about good things. And after, you know, maybe a year, you'll be back together again. Do it for the children. You know, like, I miss my father. And, you know, maybe other people in places have a mean father, but I don't. So you might miss your mother if your bad father got you back. But mothers, try to get back with your husbands. All you have to do is communicate. I mean, mothers, get along with the kids. And just, you know what I always say? Just, you know. So, everybody, mothers, please just, at least start talking with your husbands if they broke up with you or something. And don't be mean to them. And the third reason, or did I, no, I didn't do it yet. The third reason is because, like, children might miss their dads or miss their moms. That's why mothers and fathers, instead of fighting, just get back together again. Then there'll be no problems. Please, get back together again. This is Alana Willow, McGrath, and I go through a lot of stress because my mom and dad always go through court. My dad's the good one, but my mom is the bad one. Fathers, if you're the bad ones out there, if you're being mean to your children, stop it. That is being rude to the world. Everybody's mean to me in Vermont, which I call VT. But talk, children, ask your parents if you could talk to the judge, and then you could tell them anything you want to. And parents, if you ever end up meeting me, if you ever end up wanting to talk to me or anything, you know, just go to my dad's website and then hook up, like, whatever my dad's website is. Email vlpfreedomradio@yahoo.com. So hook up that, and then you'll find me or my dad. And if you see the website, it'll show our phone number. And if you ever want to talk to me or ever meet me, maybe we can make a plan. And if you want to meet, and if you want your kids to meet me, if you want your kids to meet me, all you have to do is call us, go to the website, call us, and maybe we can make a play date or, you know, the parents can hang out. But, yeah, and my dad and me have our own radio shows. Sometimes I'm in his, sometimes he's in mine. But, yeah, just me and my dad are a team, so please just work together, parents, work together, children. Children, if you have brother or sisters, if you have any brothers and sisters, work together to make a secret trick to get your parents back together. Like, make it so, like, say this, like, make a trick. Like, so if I was living with Dad and I wanted to see my mom, even though I don't, but if I wanted to, I would say, Dad, can I please see Mom today? And then, yeah, if your dad says yes, then your dad can call your mom. They'll make a plan, and then all of a sudden, your mother and father will be sitting together. They probably won't like it, but they'll be eating lunch or dinner together, and it would be like going on a date. So Daddy used to do that. My dad used to do that all the time. So, yeah, kids, make a secret trick, whatever you want to. You don't have to do just my trick to get your parents back together again. Parents, stop beating the kids, hurting the kids, pulling their hair, dragging them by the legs and their arms. All the bad, stop calling them bad names. All that bad stuff that I go through. So, everybody, as I said, just go to the website and you will see me in no time. And the Alana Willow Show, I love you guys. And, like, as always, 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 I love everybody. And everybody should love everybody too. Because, you know, all my friends, the whole entire world is actually related. Because God made us, and God is part of us, all of us. So everybody's actually related. So love everybody, even if you don't know them. Love everybody, and yeah. Go to church. My dad takes me to church, but my mom doesn't. So I love you guys, and are you guys ready to hear my favorite song? It's called The Wall. Are you guys ready to hear, about my fifth favorite song? Okay, here it goes. We'll be right back with the Alana Willow Show.
VOP Freedom Radio. Smooth. Cool. And smart. We bring you the best from the Southern Adirondacks. Oh, yeah.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Just give me one reason. Oh, give me
welcome back. So, welcome back to the Alana Willow Show. So, I have a, I'm sending a letter, like, when the radio show is done, after a little while later, I'm going to send a letter to the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Donald Trump, if you're listening to this, listen carefully. Donald Trump, I love you so much, and please listen to all the things that I ask you for in the letter, and please, I really want to live with my daddy, so, and, can you make it so, no, but yeah, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions, so, thank you so much, Donald Trump, if you're listening to this, I love you, and, yeah, so, and I'm going to send a message to the judge right now. My mother and grandmother are lying. They do it all the time. So, yeah, I'm just going. So, I'm going to send a letter to the judge. And, yeah. So, just gonna send my dad back in here.
You gonna make announcements?
Yep.
All right, here you go.
All right. Now it's time for the Alana's announcements. So, this is one. Please help find missing and exploited kids. Go to www.missingkids.com. /New York and donate any amount. 96% of money goes to help find missing and exploited children. So donate money, please. And then the second reason, the second one is, make friends with kids all over the world. Go to www.studentsoftheworld.info and then sign up to be a pen pal and start writing to other kids anywhere in the world. Your parents and teachers can help. And then the next one is, write a letter to the President of the United States to ask him to fix problems. Go to
writing letters /government. Enchanted,
learning.com /writing letters/government/president. You can make a difference. Message to the judge, whatever you guys want to say. Talk to the judge, kids, and I'm going to, too. So, Your Honor, I am suffering with my mom. I might have told the therapist stuff that I didn't mean to say because I didn't mean to, really. I didn't mean to say them. It's just I was too shy. And they were telling me to, and I was too shy and scared. But please, Your Honor, Judge, please, please let me live with my dad. The next court, whatever it's called, the next court hearing, please listen to my dad. And if he says that, if you're not listening to this, my daddy will tell you. And if you are listening to this, please believe everything he says. My mother and grandmother told me to lie. Please help. But my dad and my mom and my grandma say I'll never be able to see my dad again if I don't lie. So please help me, Fiona. And please listen to my daddy if you are watching this. Please. Thank you. I hope to see you soon. And my daddy, and if you're listening to this again, please, my daddy's trying to ask you if I could talk to you alone. And can you please answer him back? Because I really want to talk to you alone to tell you the truth without my mother and my grandmother listening. So please, don't punish me if you tell them. So please, and please, I just want to talk to you alone. So I wrote them a letter. I wrote you a letter, actually. So please, just listen to us. Thank you. Peace of evolution.